Hiya, Wanju. Hello, welcome to another episode of The Curb. I'm Andrew F. Pierce, and this is a podcast where I bring you in-depth interviews with filmmakers, creatives, and curators of culture. This podcast is recorded in Boorloo, Western Australia, sovereignty never ceded. Grant Hardy is the co-founder of Monster Pictures, one of Australia and New Zealand's leading distributors of horror and genre films. In 2011, Monster Pictures birthed the darkly delightful Monster Fest, which has quickly become Australia's flagship horror and genre film festival. Now, in 2025, Monster Pictures, in partnership with Headgear Films and White Hot Productions, have morphed into their next stage of evolution, launching Monster Picture Studios, a full-service genre film studio which aims to work with Aussie creatives to bring genre films to life, with the intention of becoming a defining force of Australian genre cinema. There's a giddy level of delight when you read a press release like the one that I received, as if we're honouring the scrappy genre roots of Aussie cinema, splashing back to the era of Ausploitation where anything was possible. And while the age of Ausploitation is well and truly over, that doesn't mean that Aussie filmmakers can't birth a new movement. And hopefully, Monster Pictures Studios is going to do just that. The first films off the ranks includes the action thriller Seven Snipers, directed by Sandra Skibaris, and that film features Ryder Mitchell, Tim Roth, Ian Grufford, and Ryan Quanten. Pretty stacked cast there. The next wave of films is even more stacked, and it'll include films from horror legends like Greg McLean and Sean Byrne, while Matt Day, the great Aussie actor, will be making his feature directorial debut. I caught up with Grant Hardy to talk about Monster Pictures' ability to engage with audiences, filmmakers, and how they shape horror and genre films across Australia. It's a really well-embraced genre, and Monster Pictures and their film festival and their distribution has done a huge, huge job in making sure that Australian audiences fall back in love with horror and genre films in a cinema. That's the important part. That's what the film festival does, and that's what hopefully the studios will be able to do. If you listen to this conversation, you want to find out more about what happens with Monster Pictures, then visit monsterpicturesstudio.com. That's Monster Pictures with a plural S on the end, studios.com. If you're missing that, just hit the link in the show notes and you'll be taken over to the website and find a lot more. Additionally, if you want to find out what we do on The Curb, then head over to thecurb.com.au or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky at thecurb.au. We're a completely independent and ad-free website, lives on support of listeners and readers just like yourself. Visit patreon.com/thecurb.au to help keep us independent and support us from as little as $1 a month. And if you're unable to financially support us, then please consider sharing this interview with your film-loving friends. We'd also love it if you can rate and review us on the podcast player of your choice. Every review helps amplify the interviews and stories from filmmakers to a wider audience. And make sure to check out the podcast link on every Thursday where new interviews and discussions will be launching. We're going to be a little bit more frequent with those and a little bit more scheduled. So yeah, join up, hit that RSS feed, make sure you're subscribing to us on the podcast player of your choice so you can get the latest interviews first. We've got a whole bunch of Melbourne International Film Festivals on the horizon as well, so it's a good place to check them out. And again, thecurb.com.au. It's enough of the self-promotion. Here is my chat with Grant Hardy. It's great to be able to talk with you about what you're doing with Monster Pictures. It's phenomenal. It was just exciting news to be able to see, because we kind of need this to be here around in Australia and to have somebody like you supporting what's going on. Can you talk about the foundation of it, where the idea for it came about?
Well, look, I mean, I have to sort of go back to when I started Monster Pictures. I mean, I was a frustrated filmmaker, to be honest. I'd made a film in 1999, 2000, and realised at the end of the process, although it did, you know, reasonably good business in Australia and kind of did the job we wanted it to do here, overseas, I had absolutely no idea how the whole industry worked. So I kind of made a promise to myself, if I ever did make or produce more films, that I would get a stronger foundation in the industry. And I thought, well, distribution is the way to go. And then obviously from distribution, when we set up Monster Pictures, we thought, well, look, we really want to have, you know, I mean, I love going to see films at the cinema and I love horror and genre. And I thought, well, how can we embrace all of it? So I thought, well, if we start a film festival, then that's kind of everything, really. It's playing movies at the cinema when you, you know, distribution, it's that audience interaction, it's sharing that experience of enjoying movies with an audience, and that kind of real, you know, I think it's pretty special and unique to horror and genre cinema, watching those kinds of movies with a crowd. So, you know, integrated all that. So my plan was ultimately then to move into production. But, you know, I mean, best laid plans aside, things take longer than you think. And 15 years later, here I am.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the festival for a moment as well, because my experience here in Perth has been like getting to see some of the films with a crowd. It's been some of the most fun I've ever had. And like, you know, as you mentioned, like horror films in a cinema is like nothing else. The crowd just gets into it and absolutely loves it. No matter if the film's shit or the best thing you've ever seen. It's such a great experience. What has that been like for you, being able to pull that together and seeing audiences react this way?
Look, it's actually fantastic because, I mean, you know, obviously running the festival, there's been multiple times in screenings where you actually feel it in the cinema. There's some kind of palpable energy where the audience joins together. I think the last time I would say I felt it was a media screening of Talk to Me, and it just, there's that shift in the, sorry, it wasn't an audience, media screening, it was an advanced screening, so it was a whole bunch of punters and some media, but it's like, it's a special feeling, and I've experienced it multiple times at Monster Fest, where it's kind of this energy gets released in the cinema, and then, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page and you know, enjoying it as a group. And then of course, what's also fantastic with running a festival is after the screening, you get to talk to people about it. You know, they'll, you know, there's no shortage of people wanting to come up and talk to me and tell me what they thought about the film and how much they enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it, or, you know, just their thoughts on it. So it's kind of, it's that real community. And I feel pretty privileged to be able to build that with Monster Fest. And with it comes kind of a ready-made audience for, you know, horror and genre cinema. And, you know, we kind of work a lot with the other distributors to help them promote, and you know, we play a lot of, obviously, you know, umbrella titles, Rialto titles. You know, we've worked with Mad Men a lot in the past. So, you know, we kind of, it's also allows us as a distributor to also embrace, you know, our what people would traditionally say would be our competitors. We don't see them as that. We just see them as partners. So
yeah. I was going to say, like, the idea of what competitors is in Australia is a lot more different than what it is in the US, where you've got the behemoths fighting against one another, and it's this collaborative sense of like, we like your films, let's make sure that we're all kind of surviving and existing. It's beautiful to see that relationship like take place.
Yeah, that's good because, you know, it's allowed us to do, you know, we've gone on and done things like Monster Fest Presents, which is kind of sits outside of the festival, but it uses the brand and the audience to do, you know, kind of, you know, we did it, we've done it with, I mean, one that really springs to mind is when we did Mandy with Mad Men, the Nicolas Cage film. We had originally intended to do one weekend of event screenings all around Australia, and it went on to be 10 weeks of screenings all around Australia. The experience and the word of mouth caught on so much that we just, and I'm sure it was people going multiple times. But we ended up doing 10 weeks of Monster Fest Presents Mandy. So, you know, it's kind of the festival, but then it's the brand, and then it's audience, and it's the marketing. So clearly, obviously, when you're doing that, making films is kind of the next logical step. That's why Monster Picture Studios.
Yeah, exactly. And on the filmmaker front as well, like I know that the brand or the you know, the iconography of something travels, like, and there's a trust in it too. Imagine for international audiences and filmmakers knowing that they're going to be looked after under Monster, like using MonsterFest, for example. Their films are going to be looked after. They're going to reach an audience. They're going to be, you know, appreciated in the level it should be. That's got to mean a lot as well. Like the brand recognition has got to be a lot, and the trust for that too.
Yeah, of course. We, you know, and that's why we work with other distributors as well, because, you know, you can't always have content yourself. So it's like, well, who's got some great content and how can we work with them? So yeah, it's like it's attaching the brand and the name to as much good content as you can. And I think, touching on what you're saying, companies like A24, for example, where it's kind of like, now it's like, let's go see such and such, and if you know, potentially the person you're asking along hasn't heard of it, and you say, oh, it's an A24 film, then they're like, oh, well, I'm in. And you know, it used to be the case with Blumhouse. I think it kind of maybe dropped off a bit on quality there. But, you know, as I say, A24, for example, yeah, you'd be like, oh, yeah, if it's an A24 film, I'm in, because you know what you're getting and you know it's of a quality and you know, people are fans of the brand. So that's really what you want to create, yeah.
And then you're leaning on some, like, Australia's got a lot of great talent, not just working in genre films, but, you know, drama and all this kind of stuff. But tapping into people like Greg McLean and Sean Byrne, who both, you know, have kind of set the benchmark of what modern Australian horror can be. What's it mean to be able to lean on those kinds of people and say, let's give you space to create something that you want to do?
I mean, it's fantastic. And to be honest, it wasn't really that hard of a conversation. I mean, you know, I think, you know, it was almost a mutual reach out. It just could happen very organically. It was like, well, we like what you're doing. And I'm like, yeah, I love what you're doing. So let's work together. And it was like, of course, let's do it. So, yeah, that, I think, again, the branding and the positioning of Monster really, really helped. It shortcutted the conversation. To be the point where, you know, after very little dialogue, we were like, well, yeah, naturally, let's work together.
Yeah. And there also feels like this changing tide of horror films. You mentioned Talk to Me, but it's like the array of horror films that are getting attention nowadays in Australia, Sissy, You'll Never Find Me, Late Night with the Devil, all of these films, you know, if you go back maybe 5-6 years ago, they probably wouldn't have gotten the attention they should have gotten. But now they're getting nominated for awards. They're even winning awards and stuff like that. So the realm of horror has really changed in Australia. And I think that MonsterFest has got a lot to do with that, you know, the accessibility and the appreciation of it. Do you see that kind of relationship, that you've helped change how horror films are talked in Australia?
I hope so.
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you for saying that. I mean, that's a goal, and it was a goal, and it always was a goal. So, look, I hope so. I mean, it's very hard to sometimes see out when you're on the inside, but look, I appreciate you saying that. And look, I mean, I guess for sure, because I mean, that was our kind of mission when we set out, was to do that. And I mean, look, I mean, I'm a fan of all kind of cinema. It's not just horror and genre, but I think there's something special about the fans, and the way they, you know, they're some of the nicest people you'll ever meet, you know? To answer your question, yes, it's a connection of the audience to the filmmakers and to the product. I believe, yeah, we would have helped with that awareness and that connection. So naturally that will evolve. I mean, props to, you know, people like Umbrella, of course, for what they've done, you know, supporting those filmmakers, because again, you know, films are only films when great companies get behind them. I think it's been everyone's been playing their part. But yeah, you know, just having a home for it has helped.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned like the genre diversity, and I know the label genre film is such a broad thing because it encompasses everything. But then it's important to touch on like action thrillers, which is one of the first ones that you've got coming, Seven Snipers. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, I think monsters is always, I mean, I know by virtue of the name, people potentially pigeonhole us, but I mean, we've always played a pretty diverse range of, and distributed a very diverse range of films, kind of like my tastes. So when we say genre, it's a very broad spectrum. And as long as it's kind of anything on that side of the fence, then 100% fits our branding. I mean, for context, I know for a fact through my 15 years of audience exposure, you know, horror fans actually have much more diverse tastes than any other film goers. They'll like all kinds of films, you know, even when it sits outside the genre, whereas, you know, other people who don't particularly like horror genre will not venture there, whereas, you know, horror and genre film fans will. So it's allowed us to really expand the remit. And, I mean, look, with Seven Snipers, it was natural for us to sort of go with something a little bit different as a first project. And, you know, when we did first announce Seven Snipers, the feedback was quite, you know, surprising. People saying, genius, why has no one thought to do a modern action female-driven film in Australia for a long time? So we got a lot of comments for doing that, and that's kind of what Monster Picture Studios is there to do, is to do some surprising things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think of like when James Gunn and the other guy, unfortunately we can't remember his name, but anyway, they took over DC, and their edict was always that the script's got to be right before they even hit rolling on a film. What's the mentality or the core ethos behind Monster Pictures that you're going to carry through? What, before a film hits go, what's the one thing they need to have?
Well, script particularly. I mean, it's been almost 2.5 years since we actually formulated Monster Picture Studios to now. And in that time, yeah, we have done significant work on a lot of scripts. You know, there's a lot more projects actually in the works, and I can't publicly sort of say what they are or who the filmmakers are, but there's a lot more than what we've kind of touched upon. And yeah, for 2 years, 2.5 years, we've been working on scripts, ideas. So look, idea is key, and it's got to have very, very good, relatable characters. So I've always said great films have great characters, and what you put on as dressing on that character, drama, or what that character's going through, that's what really makes a magnificent film. So, you know, first and foremost, you have to, I mean, even if you hate the characters, you still got to be on the journey with them. Yeah, so character and just really good core ideas.
Yeah, yeah. And it needs to be like that quick kind of snappy one sentence thing that really grabs your attention and go, I know what I'm going to get and I'm going to have a good time, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, obviously when people pitch me films and it's 10 minutes later, I'm still, I don't know what the film is. Exactly. Then clearly, you know, there's an issue there. So I always encourage people to go, look, go back and really, what is this film at its essence? Because you need to be able to convey how you're going to entertain people in a very short way, you know, very shorthanded way. So this film is, and it's going to do this, and it should be very clear, concise and punchy. And then you know you've got a good idea, because you see, if you can convey that quickly, then you're seeing people's faces like, oh yeah, wow, I must see that. So, and that's what happened. Seven Snipers, yeah.
So you're talking about pitching. Do people pitch to you? Do you tap them on the shoulder? What's your process going forward?
Look, it's quite organic, really. There's no particular way. I mean, you can obviously visit the website and look, but, you know, I mean, I'm not exactly hidden on the internet. So, you know, I'm quite trackable. Look, I'm happy to receive emails, but look, you know, if someone sort of shoots me an email, it's a really vague kind of, you know, the chances are I'm not going to get a response. But, you know, have done your research, like know exactly what you're pitching me, know exactly the idea, know, like, look at what's working in the market. Like, it's not rocket science. It's, you know, it is an art, but it's also a product. So know your product, and know the best way to sell and pitch your product. And that's what's going to capture attention. And look, I always say to people, like, what you've got to do is put, you're pitching something to someone, put them in a position where they can't say no. Like, weight the argument completely in your favor. And then the point where I'm like, okay.
Yes. Yeah. With that in mind too, like, I know with Seven Snipers, you've got a pretty stacked cast, Ryder Mitchell, Tim Roth, Ian Grafford, and Ryan Quanten. Like, there's local names, but there's international names. How important is that for you, for that marketability of having the international names attached to the films too?
Oh, really important, because, you know, like, there's multiple ways to finance films. And whilst we have a healthy kind of, you know, screen agency industry here, really every film lives and dies by the market. And, you know, in a shaky market, the stability comes from cast. So having Tim Roth, for example, was what really triggered, you know, the momentum behind Seven Snipers. Being able to, you know, put him on the poster, of course, means, you know, it's going to be highly marketable. And, you know, it's often a combination of different cast in the various roles. And look, again, that just comes back to ideas and scripts. Like, you know, I don't think we would have gotten Tim Roth had he not read the script and gone, this is fucking fantastic, I want to be in a film. It's not always about the money in the low budget sector, because, you know, you're trying to find a balance between paying them under what they probably usually get paid. But the way to do that is to have a fantastic script. And I think that the cast for our film all chimed so much with the project that they wanted to do it.
The last question I'll ask you, I usually ask Australian filmmakers this, but you're on a different perspective about it and the producing side. And I tend to ask people about what it means to be an Australian filmmaker and creating films in Australia. But I guess, what does it mean to then, like, you've already touched on this quite a bit, but what does it mean to kick off something like this in Australia and really kind of start a new era for genre films in Australia?
Well, it means the world to me. It's kind of, since I was a kid, it's what I wanted to do. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, they asked me, you know, they ask you at careers day, what do you want to do? And I just said, oh, I want to make films. I want to make films here in Australia. And, you know, it kind of drives everything I do. I mean, I've set this up to be something meaningful here, because I don't really want to go anywhere else, and I don't want to take, you know, I don't want to be, you know, touch wood, be successful and kind of nick off. I want to leave a legacy here. I want to create something for the Australian industry, and I want it to be something that, you know, people like me as a youngster coming up through can access. So, you know, it's kind of been what's driven me the whole time. It's my life's mission, as they say.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing it come to life and what you create over the years to come. Thank you, Grant, for your time. It means a lot.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this chat with Grant Hardy from Monster Pictures. To find out more about what they're doing, monsterpicturesstudios.com. Link is in the show notes. And for other interviews and reviews that we do, visit thecurb.com.au. Please rate, review, and share this interview with your film-loving friends. We hope they like it as much as you have. I'm Andrew F. Pierce, and I'll see you on the next one.